Christmas time is a time for joy, for connection, for love, and for spending, which also makes it one of the most financially stressful months of the year. Going Christmas shopping, buying gifts can easily place you into a financial cinch. And emotional states of anxiety, frustration, angst, fear, panic. And so today I want to share with you a very short and sweet guided visualization to help zap your frequency out of these emotional reds that are inadvertently putting you out of affinity to money. Which is the only condition to receiving money, is to be in affinity with it, to feel and think good and positively about it, and our desires. And at the end, I'm going to share with you guys a very beautiful family Christmas ritual that I did last year, and everything I wrote down in this ritual came true, as did my daughter's. I don't know what anyone else wrote for theirs, but it is, I don't know if it was that Christmas magic or what it was, but it was just a gorgeous thing to do with my children as a family. We are doing it again this year, and I will continue to do it again and again every year. That's how much I loved it and how potent it was. So I'll share that at the end of the visualization. So ideally, you want to be seated or lying down for this. If you're driving or out and about, that's fine too. Just try to focus yourself on my words. If you get distracted, come back to this visualization once you're in a calm, quiet space, if you need to. If you feel like you need to get that frequency realigned again, come back as often as you need to this visualization. This is what I do. This exercise is what I do whenever I find myself in a financial cinch or a position where I'm feeling antagonized, frustrated, angry, upset, or fearful of money, which easily happens around December. So this is, consider this your warrant of fitness, your money mindset warrant of fitness. Enjoy. Let's begin. We're going to create a projection in our mind's eye of a future probability of reality so that we can elicit a chemical alchemy within your body, an emotional response to this projection. And this will help you to transmute the emotional reds that you might be facing now. Maybe that's fear or scarcity or confusion or antagonism or resentment, whatever that might be, to place you back into affinity to money, which is essentially the only condition to receiving it. To think, feel positively about money and our desires. So this is what we're going to do in this visualization. And I want you to imagine that you are a producer, director, actor, scriptwriter, and you are writing the scene of a movie from that depicts a future version of yourself where you are embodying, experiencing, living that which you desire. In other words, I want you to create a mental image in your mind's eye from a moment in your future timeline where you're having it your way. You get your cake and you get to eat it too. What is happening? Don't let the rational mind stunt you with, well, that can't happen, or how is this going to happen? Allow yourself to dream. I'm hiring you as a scriptwriter, as a director, as a producer, with full creative controls to write it your way. There are no rules. What is happening in this scene? See if you can formulate mental images of this scene as viscerally as you can. If you struggle to visualize, which some people do, and that's okay, pull in your senses to assist with this projection. Consider the sights, the sounds, the smells, the sensations around you. Are you buttering a warm croissant on a first-class flight around the world? Are you in your brand new car or newly renovated home? What does the home smell like? What does the new cabinet smell like? Are you writing a check to pay off your mortgage in full? Well, maybe we don't have checks anymore. But are you clicking a button or calling someone to transfer money to pay off all your debts? What are the sensations beneath your hand? Are you holding a phone? Are you typing things? What does that feel like? The more visceral you can make this projection, the more powerful the inner alchemy will be. The more you will empathize with this scene and therefore enhance greatly the chances of that probability occurring. The more visceral the projection is, the easier it is for you to create the emotional state, match, embody the same emotional frequency of that future version of yourself. It works the same way as when you watch a movie or a TV series. When you cry because the protagonist gets hurt, or you get a fright and you jump. You know the scenes aren't real, and yet you still react emotionally in such a way. Why? Because you're empathizing with the scene because it is so visceral. It's pulled you into its storyline. You can do the same thing with your imagination in your own mind. Now, here's the really important part of this exercise. I want you to run an honest scan of yourself and check in emotionally. How do you feel when you consider or think about this future probability? How are you feeling about it? Are you even allowing yourself to visualize? Or are you procrastinating? Are you thinking of other things? Are you immediately distracting yourself? You won't even let yourself go there. Do you feel a sense of ease, elation, abundance, trust, confidence as you consider this future probability? The sights, the sounds, the smells? Or does they put you in a state of frustration, anxiety, fear, jealousy? Does it remind you how you don't have that yet? And it feels depleting in the body to even consider, antagonizing. When we are visualizing our desires, it is very important that we mix this projection with our chemistry, which is our emotional signature, and that we do so with the greens, emotional states that energize us, that feel good in the body, that enhance our parasympathetic nervous system. Gratitude, play, flow, joy, fulfillment, confidence, peace of mind. when we create this chemical alchemy, this emotional alchemy, as we consider, as we visualize this future probability, we create affinity to our desires. When we consider our desires from emotional reds, we confirm more of those reds in our future reality. It's okay if you slip. I do this all the time. It's not the end of the world. But the more intentional you become around this, at catching yourself and shifting the way you feel, your body's chemistry, as you consider your desires, as you consider your finances, as you consider your money, the better you will become at turning it around, and the less it will occur. So, if you struggled before to find the sensations of what that future version of yourself is feeling in that scene, try again. Paint the picture in your mind. Consider all your senses, what you're doing, as if it were a movie scene. And now, see if you can feel green about this scene, excited, delicious anticipation, joy, expansion. If you don't know what that future version of yourself will feel in that moment, because it feels so far removed to what you've come even close to experiencing in this lifetime, then go back to basics. Go back to the greens that you do know. Have you ever felt confident before? Have you ever felt a sensation of abundance before? Maybe you received money in an unexpected way, a tax refund, a bill that was written off. Maybe you experienced flow and trust before. What does that feel like? Use muscle memory to bring up these sensations within your body. If you're new to doing these kinds of visualizations and this inner alchemy work, it can sometimes feel a little difficult at the beginning to find those emotional states and certainly sustain them. That's really normal. It will take you a couple weeks of consistent practice before not only does it get easier to touch the feeling space, but to sustain it, but also to make it a modus operandi. You see, we teach ourselves our emotional states. We lead the way. No one else can do this for us. We have full sovereignty over our gratitude or ungratefulness. We have full sovereignty over our happiness or our sorrow. We have full sovereignty over our fulfillment and our unfulfillment. And it begins inside of you. And when we encounter moments like Christmas, moments of chaos, or moments where finances become really tight, it can be very easy to forget the sovereignty, to fall victim to external circumstances and believe reality for what it is. We stop dreaming. We stop dreaming in a way that excites us, that compels us, that invigorates us. Instead, we dream of the worst case scenarios. We dream from a space of dissonance, knowing that we're not there yet, of lack, of a gap. And then we wonder why we keep encountering the same financial circumstances. We wonder why we can't scale or grow past a certain point. This is the alchemy. And you're the only one that can lead the way with it. So spend some time of your day, even if it's a few moments, to revel in this projection, to refine it, to add even more details to it every single day. Write it down if you need to. Go there. And the more you go there, the more you'll elicit this emotional chemistry. And this is how you transmute the existing reds. This is how you create magic in your life. This is how you transmute financial reds into greens. All right, so before we wrap up, I want to share with you guys a beautiful family ritual that I did last year with my children in Canada. And this is how it works. Essentially, you're going to need a glass or plastic bauble ornament. So basically, the balls that you hang on your Christmas tree, that's what I'm referring to as a bauble, a clear or plastic one. You're going to go out in nature with your children and collect pieces from nature that resonate with you. Little twigs or leaves or flowers or whatever season you're in, whatever is around, there's always things around. Make sure whatever you're collecting will fit through the nozzle of the bauble. So obviously don't pick up a log. That's not going to work. Next, when you're back home with your items from nature, you're going to sit and write out your Christmas wish, your desires for the next year, your intentions. Write that down on a small piece of paper and make sure you write the date that you wrote that down on, because in the future, you'll be able to open the baubles again and reference what you wished for that year, which is actually a really cute and beautiful exercise and very powerful as well, because it reminds you of how far you've come, something that we forget quite easily. So once you've written that down, fold the piece of paper. Insert all your things from nature inside of the bauble. Put your little intention, your Christmas wish inside. You can put some herbs. Last year we put glitter, Christmas glitter inside the bauble as well. And then what I would recommend, what we didn't do last year, what we're doing this year, is write your name and even the date if you want in permanent marker on the bauble itself, on the outside of the bauble. Because if you have a large family, you're going to forget whose bauble is who, and you're going to have to be opening everyone's in order to just reference your previous Christmas wishes. You hang it on the tree, and that is that. Last year, I did the ritual on Christmas Day, which was a beautiful family activity. But I think this ritual would actually be even more powerful if you did it leading up to Christmas, because essentially, you're going to have the ornament hanging on the tree for a lot longer the sooner you do it. And every time you walk past that tree, every time you see that bauble, even though consciously you might not remember or go to that place of the intention, subconsciously it will be a reminder, a trigger, a prompt. So it works really well at reminding your subconscious of this intention. It works the same way that sigils work, essentially. So that is my family Christmas ritual. I didn't invent this ritual. I thought about it last year, but I'm sure it's been done a million times before. But I really, really loved it. So try it on for size. And if you do, please do share your photos with me on Instagram at Cat Howl. I would love to see your Christmas witch ornaments in action. So thank you so much for tuning into another episode of the Flow Protocols. If you found this episode beneficial, please give it a thumbs up from wherever you're listening to and share with someone that you think could hear this visualization, could use a little financial perk me up. Maybe they're just a bit stressed at this time of the year. Thanks again for tuning in. I'll see you guys on the next one.